Hello, my name, Hank Block, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace, and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. To all of you listening today, wherever you may be, my dear wife and I wish you spiritual growth and blessing in this new year of 2026. From past visits, you may have remembered that the red heifer sacrifice prefigures the death of Christ as the purification for sin, to meet our need while passing through a defiling world. The animal prefigured his perfections, no spot or blemish, and his sinlessness, never having borne the yoke of sin. But while all the Levitical sacrifices were slain in the tabernacle courtyard, this perfect creature was killed outside the camp, and then his blood sprinkled before the tabernacle, which, by this point of the Exodus, had been moved outside of the Israelite camp. This we see in verse 3 and 4 of the 19th chapter of the book of Numbers, where it says, "And you shall give her," that is the red heifer, "unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp, and one shall slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation seven times." We must not pass over, unnoticed, the place where the death of the victim was accomplished. As with the red heifer, our Savior, Christ Jesus, suffered and shed his blood outside the camp, as noted in Hebrews 13, verse 12, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate." He took the place of being rejected by his own people. And should we not consider more seriously that place where the Lord died? Are we to rest satisfied with reaping the benefits of Christ's death without seeking fellowship with him in his rejection? God forbid. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Just like the red heifer being taken outside the camp, away from the tents of the Israelite people, our Lord was crucified on the hill of Calvary, outside the gates of Jerusalem. The camp, therefore, in this passage, refers primarily to religious Judaism. This has a very pointed moral application to every system of religion set up by man and governed by the spirit and principles of this present evil world. There is immense power in this consideration. It should arouse the mature Christian's whole moral being to seek more complete identification with our rejected Savior. Should we seek a home, a place, and a name for ourselves in this world from which our Lord and Master is an outcast? Should our main aim be to get on in this world which could not and still does not tolerate that blessed one to whom we owe our present and everlasting bliss? Shall we aspire after honor, position, and wealth in this world, where our Master found only a manger, a cross, and a borrowed grave? By the grace of God, may we yield a more hearty response to the Spirit's call to go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. That's in Hebrews 13, verse 13. This is Hank Block. It is an honor to spend these few moments with you as your radio pastor for the day. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.